All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I'm going to start off with a big one tomorrow night in the American Athletic Conference as you have the sixth-ranked Houston Cougars traveling to Cincinnati to take on the Bearcats. And there's a possibility that we could see both of these teams meeting once again in the American Athletic Conference championship game. Now you look at the return of quarterback Greg Ward Jr. for this Houston offense, and he will definitely have an impact on this game, along with linebacker Stephen Taylor, who already on his college football campaign has 3.5 sacks for Houston. Now on the flip side for Cincinnati, you look at quarterback Hayden Moore. He's going to have a big game against this Houston defense if Cincinnati will be able to pull off the home upset. I look at this Bearcats defense led by linebacker Eric Wilson, who already has 24 tackles and 2 sacks, along with defensive back Mike Tyson, who is definitely looking to have a knockout or two out there in the secondary, as he already has 3 interceptions, as this Bearcats defense as a unit has 7 INTs on the year, and they will look to put some pressure on Greg Ward. I think Cincinnati plays tough, and I think they will be game, but I'm going to take Houston on the road in this one by the score of 30-27. Now, moving on to Saturday, there's a big one in the Atlantic Coast Conference as you have the second-ranked Florida State Seminoles who will be traveling to Papa John's Stadium in Louisville to take on the 10th-ranked Cardinals. Both of these teams are 2-0. Louisville already is 1-0 in the ACC as they ran through Syracuse this past Friday night, and they're looking to pull off the home upset of the Noles. But you look at this Florida State team with freshman quarterback DeAndre Francois, he has really stepped up, and you look at running back Dalvin Cook, and I think he's going to be the key for the game. Why? Because this Louisville defense under defensive coordinator Todd Graham is going to have to go out there and really put the clamps on Dalvin Cook and make Francois beat them with his arm. Can they do it? We'll have to wait and see. But you look at this Florida State defense, they're very stout, led by defensive lineman DeMarcus Walker, who already has 4.5 sacks on the season. And as a team, Florida State already has 9 sacks. But Louisville, you look at their playmakers, led by quarterback Lamar Jackson and linebacker James Harris, who already has 2.5 sacks himself. And Louisville, since they've been in the ACC, they played Florida State tough. Can they come up with the victory at home? We'll have to wait and see. But I'm going to take Florida State in this one by the score of 34-27. Now, upset alert for the 25th-ranked Miami Hurricanes as they'll be on the road to take on the Appalachian State Mountaineers. And you go back to the first weekend of the college football season, and Appalachian State nearly pulled off the road upset of the Tennessee Volunteers. But I look at Miami, and I guarantee you head coach Mark Richt has been looking and dissecting that tape from Appalachian State against Tennessee, and he's going to really have his team prepared for this game. More importantly, his quarterback, Brad Kaya. I expect Miami to stick to their ground game with running backs Mark Walton and Joseph Yearby and really try to put the pressure on this Appalachian State defense. Now, defensively, Miami has 10 team sacks already this year, and that's going to be important because can they win first and second down and put this Appalachian State offense in third and long situations, which would be to their advantage. I see Appalachian State attempting to run the football early and often with running back Marcus Cox and leaving things up to their solid defense, which is led by Eric Boggs and Antonio Sims. Appalachian State will be game, but Miami just has the more talented team. Thus, I'm going to take the Canes by the score of 34-17. Now, a Pac-12-Big 12 matchup this weekend pits the 22nd-ranked Oregon Ducks traveling to Lincoln to take on the undefeated Nebraska Cornhuskers. And you look at Oregon under quarterback Dakota Prokop, along with running back Royce Freeman. And I think Royce Freeman and his spread offense will keep this Huskers defense on their toes. Now, can Nebraska quarterback Tommy Armstrong navigate through this Oregon defense enough to make some big-time plays to the likes of wide receiver Jordan Westerkamp? We'll have to wait and see. Ross Dezonis, The Nebraska defensive lineman has 2.5 sacks already this season, and he's going to be important not only to stop Oregon's passing game, but also stop the running game in Freeman. As a unit, Nebraska already has 7 interceptions, and that's going to possibly be big in this game as they look to neutralize this Oregon offense. It's going to be a nip and tuck affair, but I do believe Oregon has enough to get past Nebraska, and I'm going to take Oregon on the road by the score of 37-31. Now, one of the few big-time battles this weekend in the Southeastern Conference pits the number one team in the land, and I'm talking about the Alabama Crimson Tide traveling to Oxford, Mississippi to take on the 19th-ranked Ole Miss Rebels. Now, Alabama, I guarantee you, will not take Ole Miss lightly in this game. Why? Because Ole Miss has won the last two contests against Alabama, especially the big one last year in going to Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa and knocking off Bama. And it really derailed them for a little bit, but Alabama was able to rebound and go on to win the national title. But you look at this Alabama team under head coach Nick Saban this year, and they've been focused with quarterback Jalen Hurts. And you look at this defensive unit led by Jonathan Allen, who already has 3 sacks. Now, Chad Kelly has been the outspoken quarterback for Ole Miss, and he did not get off to a good start against Florida State, and he was able to rebound in Mississippi's last game, and he's going to have another big-time effort this Saturday against Alabama if Ole Miss is going to pull off the upset. And I think it's going to be a back-and-forth affair, but I think Saban knows the importance of this game to his team and the psyche of his team, and thus I'm going to take Alabama on the road in this one by the score of 37-28. Now, in a battle of unranked teams that still could prove to be a very good game this Saturday, you have the Pittsburgh Panthers traveling to Stillwater to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, of course, Oklahoma State suffered that very controversial loss this past Saturday when they lost on a Hail Mary against the Central Michigan Chippewas, and they are looking to bounce back. But I think Pitt has a very good team this year, and I think Pittsburgh under head football coach Pat Narduzzi is trending upward, and they have a very good chance to win the Atlantic Coast Conference this year. You look at quarterback Nathan Peterman. Can he just stay within the realm of the offense? That's going to be big for Pittsburgh as they go into a hostile environment at Boone Pickens Stadium. James Conner, their running back, he's been the feel-good story of college football, and I think he's going to have a big impact in this game for Pitt. Now, defensively, you know Pitt can bring it, led by Ewan Price, who already has 2.5 sacks this year, 10 overall as a team, and that's going to be important for this Pittsburgh defense as they look to neutralize Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph. I think Oklahoma State will play better, but right now Pittsburgh to me is the better team, and I'm going to take Pitt to go on the road and get the upset victory by the score of 31-27. Now, another big one in the Atlantic Coast Conference, in the Southeastern Conference, has the 17th-ranked Texas A&M Aggies traveling to Jordan-Hare to take on the Auburn Tigers. It's the SEC opener for both of these clubs and both head coaches. You look at Gus Malzahn at Auburn, and then of course Kevin Sumlin at Texas A&M. Both of these programs need this victory because both teams had down years in 2015. And both of these coaches were a little on the hot seat heading into this season. And a victory here for the winner could really make things good for them in the SEC West race. But you look at this Texas A&M offense led by quarterback Trevor Knight, running back Keith Ford, and wide receiver Christian Kirk. They are going to keep this Auburn defense on their toes throughout. Defensive back Justin Evans already has 2 interceptions for the Aggies, and that's going to be important because Texas A&M must find a way to not only stop Auburn's powerful running game, but keep them in second and third and long situations so a guy like Evans can have opportunities to get turnovers along with the pressure from defensive end Miles Garrett up front. Now, speaking of that Auburn running game with quarterback Sean White and running backs Cameron Petway and Kerryon Johnson, they're going to look to put the pressure and test the stamina of this Texas A&M defense. But I think this is going to be a back-and-forth affair. But I think Texas A&M has what it takes to go on the road and get the victory by the score of 41-34. Now, Saturday night in South Bend, Indiana, is the 12th-ranked Michigan State Spartans rolling into town to take on the 18th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And you look at the recent history between both of these teams, typically the first team that gets to 20 points typically wins these games. And I think it's going to be the same case this Saturday night. I look at a young, inexperienced quarterback for Michigan State in Tyler O'Connor. He's going to try to hand the football off to running back LJ Scott as much as possible. But Notre Dame, they got back on track last week against Nevada. And you look at this offense with DeShone Kizer and Josh Adams, and I think they are going to put some pressure on this physical Michigan State defense. Field position and special teams and turnovers are always big. When Notre Dame takes on Michigan State, I think it'll once again be the case Saturday night. And I'm going to take the Irish at home by the score of 26-17. Now, in a battle of the blue bloods of college football, you have the third-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes out of the Big Ten Conference traveling to Norman, Oklahoma to take on the 14th-ranked Oklahoma Sooners out of the Big 12 Conference. And it's very early in the college football season, but this is a must-win for Oklahoma. Remember, they made the college football playoff last year. They began this season ranked third in the nation, and they had high aspirations as far as winning the national championship, but they lost their first game on the road to Houston, and they know that a loss here against the Buckeyes would all but derail their chances of getting back to the college football playoff. But Ohio State, they have expectations of their own as they are looking to win their second national championship in the last 3 years. And you look at quarterback JT Barrett. This guy, he has ice water in his veins. You saw what he did a few years ago as a redshirt freshman as he won his first 11 contests as the Buckeye starting quarterback. And you look at this spread offense that he navigates with running back Mike Weber and wide receiver Curtis Samuel. Will they be able to have their way against this Oklahoma defense that has been tattooed a little bit early here in the college football campaign? Now, defensive back Malik Hunter already has 3 interceptions for the Buckeyes, and as a unit, Ohio State's defense has 7 interceptions, and they will want to put the pressure on Sooners quarterback Baker Mayfield. But is Samaje Perine going to be healthy? That is a big thing for this Oklahoma offense, because as he goes, the rest of this Oklahoma offense goes, and I think a healthy Perine could be the difference in this game. I think Oklahoma will play much better, and I'm going to take the Sooners at home in this one by the score of 34-27. And finally, you have the 11th-ranked Texas Longhorns going on the road to Berkeley to take on the California Golden Bears. And to me, I think this is a revenge game for the Longhorns. They're 2-0. They are looking to continue their hot start. And if you go back to last year, they lost a heartbreaker at home to Cal 45-44 after a missed extra point. But I think once Texas got over the hump and they were able to knock off Notre Dame at home in week number one, I think everything that their head coach Charlie Strong has been preaching to them finally sunk in, because they finally were able to get a victory for all of their hard work and practice. And I think this is a team that is definitely trending upwards right now, and I think they can do damage with their 2 quarterback alignment with Shane Buechele and Tyrone Swoops. Texas's defense is playing better. They have 8 team sacks, and they will look to put the pressure on Cal quarterback Davis Webb. But don't sleep on Cal wide receiver Chad Henson, because he is going to keep this Texas defense on their toes. In 2 games already, Henson has 28 receptions for 350 yards and 3 receiving touchdowns. But it won't be enough, as Texas is simply a more talented team. Thus, I'm going to take the Longhorns by the score of 37-20. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who will be right back in effect next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, folks, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 2 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.